Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Answer Man, Brennan Summers from NewsCent NBC, joining us as he does every day around this time. Brennan, happy Wednesday, good sir.
Happy hump day. How we doing?
Doing good. You want to jump in on today's Savage or Sensible?
I don't know
what way you're voting with your response of give me a break.
Okay, so set up the premise. What's the story behind this?
Breeze, we got a message. Or you got a message.
Yeah, I got a message from a listener that was very angry, basically saying that they went to a coffee shop locally here and they didn't offer Wi-Fi and they were very angry because, like, what's the point, you know?
So you can just go mooch off someone's Wi-Fi?
It's not mooching because you're paying for it.
It's not everyone.
Yeah.
A lot of people just sneak in there,
get
grab
the,
a seat.
Get the free water. Get the free water.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my point, Brennan. It's like, listen, maybe they just want to promote, like, I don't know, actual human interaction.
Stupid.
Maybe they don't want people sitting there for 9 hours and just having the free water or getting the one coffee.
Dumb.
Maybe they're just trying to keep things moving, right? In and out, in and out. Hey, this place is in a high traffic zone, all right? In and out. They don't need people just sitting there taking up spots that aren't spending money. So there's that. And then ultimately, it's their business. They can do whatever they want. If you don't like it, don't go there.
Brother, I don't have anything else to add to that.
Boom!
That was spot on.
Boom!
It's a nice perk. It's expected, but if it's not there, joke's on you.
But at the same time, a coffee shop and a library go hand in hand in my mind.
Nope, different.
No, they're...
There's coffee shops in libraries.
So? Doesn't mean they're the same thing.
But they're used...
There's coffee shops...
Like Barnes & Noble.
Bookstores.
Yeah, a bookstore.
What?
You don't go to the library, public library, and have a pumpkin spice latte there.
Breezy,
you get your internet.
Apparently Breezy
Savage
goes to
or
the
Sensible. Public library is not selling PSLs, but offering internet.
You guys are so dumb.
I think it's, listen.
So good.
And a lot of, if they don't have Wi-Fi, it's probably a smaller business. All the Starbucks have them, Dunkin', whatever. So, come on. Just buy your coffee, shop local, and then just go take your coffee bought from somewhere else and sit in the corner of a Starbucks or something and live off the internet for 4 hours.
There you go.
But that's like, that's the thing. Like,
that'll
these local businesses want business and they want people to support local business, but they're not setting themselves apart from the man.
No,
you know
they're
what I
literally
mean?
Setting themselves apart. They don't do the Wi-Fi thing.
I mean, in the worst possible way,
I don't
for
know.
Sure.
The
You're
places,
I mean,
the places
so
that have
inconvenient
been,
for your customers.
The places that have been referenced seem to be doing just fine. So
let's be honest.
Maybe it's working.
This probably has to be like the one coffee shop out there that doesn't have Wi-Fi.
No, there's two. There's two locally that we were told of. Yeah.
To be honest, it's bull.
Breezy, you don't need internet to do work anyway. What are you working on when you're not on radio?
I have so much. I do a lot.
She does so much internet.
I
You work on the gram?
Yep.
I run the internet.
Okay. So, all right. We're moving on from this. Brennan, let's jump into the headlines here. This is helpful up at WHSC.com. Some pretty important dates when it comes to voting for Decision 2022.
Yeah, the midterms, governor's race, local elections, November 8th. So that would have been 5 weeks from yesterday. So if you've recently moved or something and you need to vote in your area, the deadline is the 14th to register. You can change your address by the 19th. absentee ballots, those need to be postmarked by election day itself. You can just get online with the county websites, put in your address, your name, and it'll show if everything's up to speed or if you need to redo something. And it also has your polling place, too. And please, go out and vote. Yeah. If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Fully. It's like complaining for about something you got for free. You can't do
if
it.
If only we had Wi-Fi. Yeah, I mean, like Wi-Fi. Place to look up my voting location.
No, you guys, I'm not getting the Wi-Fi for free. I'm paying for it. Don't you understand?
You're paying for coffee. You're not paying for Wi-Fi. Go on to the next story. We're done arguing about this.
You're bugging me.
Next.
What are we on a red bus on MTV in 1997? Oh, all right, moving on. We're making our way eastbound out to Geneva. Some hand grenades were mailed to the...
Yeah, what the hell?
Let's stop it at one.
Okay, one's enough.
There are plenty of cases, different days, when we get calls about the bomb squad or SWAT responding somewhere and nothing comes out of it. That's good news, right? So it's just a scare, false flag, something. That was not the case in Geneva. A hand grenade was mailed to city court, to the public safety building, and a suspect is in custody. We're going to try to get some more details on that person today. Police say they got two packages yesterday morning, addressed to the public safety building, came through USPS. It's standard procedure to have court security to screen the packages for good reason. And then it was like, something in there looks like a grenade.
So not a grenade.
Jeez.
Police wouldn't say if the grenade was active, but obviously a very serious situation. Other agencies responded to help clear the scene with their own bomb squads, but yikes.
Big yikes.
Usually,
not good.
There's a call, someone sees some luggage or something, a bag, they go in and clear it, and it's nothing to it, but this was not the case.
Brennan Summers, the news at NBC, on to this morning. Brennan, we have certainly talked a lot about the ambush that led to the killing of Officer Anthony Mazurkiewicz, the maiming and injuring of Officer Sino Sang. Another girl was shot who was 15. And we were wondering, why was the suspect, even in Rochester, the guy's from Boston? We now have the answer to that question after yesterday's press conference.
We do. And this was just kind of a stunning announcement. A drug war here in the city. This goes back to the ruthless violence we've seen play out this summer and fall. At this presser yesterday, police told us gang members from Boston came to Rochester to kill rival gang members in this ongoing beef, this marijuana drug war, trying to take out rival dealers. They say Kelvin Vickers Jr. and two other known members of a gang were hired hitmen brought here to kill. An RPD officer, Tony Mazurkiewicz, in that ambush was one of the murder victims. Vickers is accused of killing three people in less than 48 hours here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was just a lot going on. And apparently one of this head guys, ringleaders or whatever from Boston was affiliated with the Crips gang. Mm. And they all mention the Bloods, of course, which that goes back to Southern California. And then they've had offshoots and spinoffs of those gangs. But you don't hear people use the word gang a lot publicly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a couple things, and I've had this happen in different cities where I've worked. For one, let's put it out there. It doesn't sound great when you have public officials saying, we've got a gang problem, right? They have to deal with that in their public perception. And then what we've also heard from different law enforcement groups is groups of people. We're not going to call them gangs because it's not that organized or whatever. This was a totally different story. This was hired to kill.
Man.
According to authorities.
Do we have any idea, again, if he was aware that the people in the car were officers?
I have to go back and look through some of this press conference, but from what we've heard about Vickers is that he was out there, came up from behind this vehicle, and then unloaded, I think it was more than a dozen rounds, and then they found him hidden in the crawl space or whatever of an empty house. And back after his arrest, the DA had said, like, based on the charges they brought, that signals that there was a reason there that he had to have known what he was doing, alleged to have done, was against law enforcement.
Wow.
It's just, it's just to realize the scale of it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like this, yeah, whatever terrible beef, this war over dealing marijuana, mm-hmm, stretching state lines, and people just driving, what, 5 hours down 90 to the thruway to come here and cause mayhem.
Man, yeah.
And to think it's, like, legal.
Right.
You, yeah, know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, like, I'm not yet fully, but.
I mean, there's still going to be drug dealers. There's still going to be this issue.
Right.
It's not like
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. Like, it's always going to be cheaper on the street, right? And that's where people are getting it. It's just these webs, these big groups they have, the funneling of the drugs and the guns along with it and the crime. But just no regard for life.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of no regard to life, there is a Stop the Violence campaign today happening.
Yes.
A conference, an anti-violence conference. What's the deal with that for people who want to participate or learn more about that?
So today marks 1 week since we had that little 3-year-old boy who was shot while just in a car, in a car seat, caught in the crossfire over there at Clinton Avenue. So this afternoon at 2:30, members of activists with United and Healing Through Hope Monroe County, they're going to be out there speaking about solutions, again, at the same place where that boy was shot last Wednesday. We all know the violence has to stop. We got to make a dent in it, take back the neighborhoods. So we'll see what they have to say. And it was just yesterday we were talking about the 65th homicide of the year, man, coming off a record terrible year last year.
Brennan, another trial that we're going to be keeping a very close eye on is that of the former Hilton principal. Testimony actually began on that. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, in this trial, based on the number of alleged victims, this could be 2-3 weeks we're looking at. And it's going to be very difficult to hear because it's a very disturbing case. This is Kirk Ashton, ex-principal at Northwood Elementary, accused of sexually abusing more than 24 students, young boys at school. The first student we heard from who testified yesterday was a 12-year-old boy. He said Ashton would invite him and other classmates into his office at different times for lunch. And he said Ashton would ask him to sit on his lap and he would rub his neck and slide his hand under his clothing. Gut-wrenching to hear from a boy testifying. The mom says it happened when her son was in fifth grade. Ashton has denied all this, pleaded not guilty. Eventually, his defense team will have a say, but we'll see what happens with testimony today.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one to follow, that's for sure. But
yeah,
hopefully in the end, it ends with him spending a lot of time behind bars.
Okay, let's end it on a happy, light, literal light note.
Okay.
You got one?
Well,
yeah, where is it?
Well, no, it's not a news story. It's just the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, sometimes this is about it. Perfect today. No rain at all. Plenty of sunshine. Almost 70. Tomorrow, 72. And then back to chilly fall weather.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. We'll focus on the next 2 days.
I'm going to say this is going to be an all-time fall day
in
Rochester history today.
There we go. Awesome. All right. Brennan Summers from News at NBC. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.